This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
The City Council's begun voting on the plan to close Rikers Island. Rich Lamb has the latest from City Hall.
Speaker Cory Johnson said what we're doing here today is closing a penal colony.
Mass incarceration is a failure and has been a stain on the United States of America and the city that we love.
Councilmember Diana Ayala said her little brother spent most of his life in and out of the prison system, and she said she feels guilt.
We didn't have a vehicle or anyone to drive us to Rikers Island, and we had very little way to get to the island, that while he was there alone. He didn't have the support of a family to love him, to support him through this. And we abandoned him. We abandoned him as a community. We abandoned him as a city. We abandoned him as a family.
She voted to close Rikers and to accept a borough-based jail in her district. At City Hall, Rich Lamb, WCBS News Radio 880.
Police fatally shot a suspect in the Bronx this afternoon. Officers were trying to serve a warrant in the Norwood section when they had some sort of altercation with the suspect and opened fire. No officers were injured. This was the NYPD's third police-involved shooting this week. Tuesday, officers killed an armed man in Brooklyn and wounded an armed man on a Bronx subway platform.
Rutgers University police have arrested a former student who allegedly sent an email and video to several law students in which he rambles on about mass shootings in schools. In the hour-long video, the man claims to be the target of group stalking and harassment. He talks about how easy it would be for shooters to gain access to university facilities. He says if he were crazy, this is on the video, and would have access to a gun, at least 50 people would have died.
The governors of New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Pennsylvania met in Manhattan today for a regional cannabis and vaping summit. Peter Haskell has more from Midtown.
The summit is focusing on a number of different categories. Vaping, including the legalization of pot, regulations, public health, and public safety.
We have more experience with alcohol and driving than we do with driving while under the influence of drugs such as marijuana.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo doesn't want to see users driving from one state to another. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says they're all grappling with similar issues.
We've got an exploding vaping reality among youth, which has become an enormous challenge, health and beyond, and that's something I think we all share.
The coordination can help establish best practices. In Midtown, Peter Haskell, WCBS News Radio 880.
City officials say the new busway on 14th Street is working well. Marla Diamond is more from the Lower East Side.
Since the car restrictions went into effect October 2nd on the 14th Street busway, ridership on the M14 Select bus has increased 17%. The bus is on time 90% of the time, and the trip overall has been reduced by 4.5 minutes. Transit President Andy Byford.
We did beat off the legal challenge, and we've shown what can be done if you have a true transit priority, and I'd love to replicate that elsewhere.
New bus-mounted camera enforcement on the M15 on Manhattan's east side is also succeeding, says acting MTA bus company president Craig Cipriano.
We've had over 1,500 violations so far. And then when I say violations, 1,500 warnings so far.
Tickets will start being issued after the 60-day warning period in early December. On the Lower East Side, Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
In the Weather Center, Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen. How much longer were these strong winds, Craig?
Right through the night. It won't be quite as strong as it was during the day, but we continue with a wind advisory for the overnight. So 30, 40 mile per hour gusts will continue. There still could be some damage out there, some tree and branch damage, and therefore maybe some power lines, but at least it's not as strong as it was earlier today, and certainly not like last night as the storm was intensifying. The storm is now moving away. 42 to 48 overnight, feeling like it's in the 30s, though. Tomorrow, sunshine, not quite as windy as today, highs up around 60 degrees. Then tomorrow night, it will be clear. The wind continues to diminish somewhat. Lows 40 to 45 city, but all suburbs in the 30s. Saturday, sunshine and a high between 60 and 65. It looks like the better of the 2 days this weekend. Currently 56 degrees. The wind west gusting over 30 miles per hour. And as I said, that'll continue for the overnight. Lows tonight in the low 40s north and west and about 48 in the city.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.